Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special, only on IRIB English Radio. And at the first step, congratulations on birthday anniversary of Prophet of Allah, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
Today, Saturday, is the 20th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, today's special congratulates to all on birthday anniversary of Lady Mary's son, Prophet Isa, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Happy Eid! At this part, we'll listen to chapter Maryam, verses 16 to 17.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
And mention, O Muhammad, in the book, the story of Mary, when she withdrew from her family to a place toward the east.
فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا.
And she took, in seclusion from them, a screen. Then we sent to her our angel, and he represented himself to her as a well-proportioned man.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The birth of Yahya, or John, to an aged father and a barren mother was a wonderful thing, but the birth of Jesus from a mother without a father was something even more marvelous. It is surprising, of course, for a person to be given wisdom and prophethood in childhood, but it is more surprising than that he, as a baby, speaks in a cradle concerning the book and prophecy. However, both of them are signs of power of Allah, the Exalted. Today is the birthday anniversary of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And we have a question here. What is the status of Jesus in Islam? It may be a surprise to many people that we Muslims also believe in Jesus, Prophet Isa, peace be upon him. Although we do not celebrate Christmas, but we do respect and honor the person in whose name this festival is observed. We believe that Jesus was one of the great prophets of Allah, we as Muslims. In the Quran, he is called Isa. He is also known as Al-Masih, the Christ. and Son of Mary. Jesus has many other beautiful names and titles in the Holy Quran. He is a highly respected religious figure. Every Muslim honors him, respects him, and loves him. His mother is also highly respected, loved, and honored. Unlike the Gospel or the New Testament in general, the subject matter of the Quran is not Jesus. The Quran speaks in detail about God, God's will for human beings, and about many of God's prophets and messengers. Yet all the basic facts about Jesus' life are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Jesus Christ. Certainly, Jesus Christ is one of the major prophets, dispatched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of guiding mankind to light, knowledge, peace, and tranquility, and better lifestyle. It must be indicated that the Prophet Jesus Christ is listed among the major prophets, major divine prophets, such as Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus Christ, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Christendom contains over 2 billion people, and after that, Muslims have a number around 1.5 billion. Believers. The Holy Quran asserts that the Prophet Jesus Christ is still alive and living in the heavens. Okay? The Holy Quran asserts that وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. The opponents of Jesus Christ certainly never killed him and never crucified him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. However, the case was confused, so that they arrested, caught, and put on trial someone else and executed someone else. And that yet they imagined that the person crucified or the person executed was Jesus Christ. But in fact, this isn't true.
This is today's special, the continuation of this program. The Gospel of Shia of Ali, peace be upon him. There is a peculiarly close relation between Prophet Jesus and Imam Ali, peace be upon them. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family himself, is respected to have pointed this out. It is reported that Imam Ali said, "The Messenger of Allah called me and said, 'O Ali, verily there is a similarity between you and Jesus, the son of Mary.' The Christians love him so much that they put him in a position that was not for him. And the Jews hate him so much that they even slandered his mother. And Ali said, 'Two groups of men will be ruined because of me. He who goes to extremes in love of me for what I do not have, and he who hates me with a hatred that makes him slander me.'" In addition, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, like Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have referred to Jesus, alayhi salam, as "my brother Jesus." Both the Prophet Jesus and Imam Ali, peace be upon them, are the charismatic standard bearers for the esoteric dimension of religion. Both were rejected by those who interpreted religion in a narrowly legalistic fashion, and both were defined by extremists among their would-be supporters.
Prophets all came to show people the way, to bring peace everywhere, to take
evil away. Prophet Al-Kay, Prophet Al-Kay.
You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and today's a special. It's really a special day because it's the birthday anniversary of Prophet Jesus, Prophet Isa, peace be upon him, congratulates to all Christian brothers and sisters, and of course, all Muslim brothers and sisters. Now let's listen the words of Jesus. Divine omnipotence. It is said that Jesus, the son of Mary, was sitting and an old man was working with a small shovel tilling the earth. Jesus, alayhi salam, said, O Allah, extract his desire from him. The old man put down the small shovel and slept for an hour. Then Jesus, peace be upon him, said, O Allah, return the desire to him. Then he stood up and began to work. Jesus asked him about it. He said, When I was working, my soul said to me, How long will you work, being that you are an old man? Then I put down the small shovel and slept. Then my soul said to me, By Allah, you have no alternative but to live as long as you remain. Then I stood up with my small shovel.
Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is one of the greatest prophets of God. He is one of the Ulil Azm. We have five universal messengers who are considered to be of the Ulil Azm, which means that they had the highest form of determination, the strongest resolution to worship the Almighty God, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to obey the commands of God. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is one of those prophets. We find many references to him in the Holy Quran. He's mentioned about 25 times in the Holy Quran, which tells us how significant this great prophet is. Now today you will find that the Christian world is celebrating the birth of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. That's what Christmas is all about, right? Or what it should be about, to celebrate the birth of Prophet Jesus. Now, there's one paradoxical, ironic thing when it comes to celebrating the birth of Jesus, right? What's that irony here? On the one hand, you have Christians who are celebrating the birth of Jesus. So he was born. He came into this physical life. He did not exist in this physical life. He was born. On the other hand, you find that many, many Christians worship Jesus. They consider him to be divine, to be God or Son of God. But many of them consider him to be just God. They address him, you know, the Lord Jesus. They pray to him. They believe he represents one of the dimensions of God and he's God. Now the irony here is that while they're celebrating his birth, right? He was born. There was an actual birth that happened, yet he's God. That in itself is a contradiction. Because God is above any physical dimensions. God does not go through the process of being born. That goes against the idea of what God is, who God is.
Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Again, accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet of Allah, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. We leave you under Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate